Beloved radio friends, in the precious name of our beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus, we warmly greet you, rejoicing that we can present Him as the Savior of sinners when we speak the truth of the gospel from the Word of God. Though we are taking a very solemn subject for our study of the week, relative to the future, the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ, and in particular we have been studying from Revelation 20 verses 11 through 15, that solemn and the last, greatest judgment that ever will be executed and held, the great white throne judgment. May I read the solemn but the true words from the book of the Revelation, chapter 20 verse 11, John writing by the Holy Spirit, saying in the vision, I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. May God bless the reading of the precious word, true and holy words of God, solemn though they may be, a reality they are, but God grant that in the reading of them and in the speaking of them, some dear friend who may not yet know the Lord Jesus may turn his or her heart to the Savior and receive Him today. My beloved, we emphasize again, as we have been seeking to do, the blessed truth and the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. We have emphasized two particular truths now and then regarding this great doctrine. There will be either blessing or there will be judgment. And for every man and woman, the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ will mean one or the other. We ask again, my listener, which will it mean for you? Will you be one of those under the blessing of the gospel, saved by grace through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, who will have his and her sins forgiven? Or will you stand before the judge in that great white throne judgment, unforgiven? Oh, we have stated many precious facts regarding it, but they are eternal and they are solemn facts. To be judged on that occasion is to have your whole record of life from beginning to the end, proving you have sins that you have neglected to be forgiven. And I would remind my listener from the words of God in Hebrews chapter 2, and I believe it's in verse 3, as we consider this solemn scene of judgment, the great white throne, where none can escape the inevitable consequence. Hebrews 2 verse 3 declares, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Can I repeat it again? How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? The great salvation that God has provided through His dearly beloved Son is a salvation that can save every man, woman, boy, and girl, and will save every man, woman, boy, and girl who will put their trust in the Savior, His only begotten Son. But salvation is so great that, may I remind my listener, neglect is so easy. It is so easy to neglect. It's not a matter of saying, I know I need to be saved. But unfortunately, though you may know it, you keep procrastinating and putting it off. Neglect is so easy. But let me be very faithful to say, this salvation which is so great, your neglect which can be so easy, when you stand before the judge, if you do at the great white throne, escape from the inevitable consequence will be impossible. Let me read the words of chapter 11 again of Revelation in verse 14. Death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the place of eternal banishment. I am not at all interested whether the fire is literal or not, but I am very frank to confess, I know it will be torment. The rich man in Hades that Jesus spoke of in Luke 16, in Hades he lifted his eyes, being in torment. And whatever the form may be, you can take it literally if you wish. But I am more confident that the torment is more than literal. It will be the torment of a soul within, to the conscience, to the heart, to the soul, to the being, to realize that forever I shall be banished from the presence of God because I neglected my soul's salvation. And the Word of God calls it, as we have just stated, this is the second death. That eternal separation from God. Now let us close our meditation with the words which our scripture closes with in verse 15. Whosoever and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. We have emphasized, we do it again, there are not only books with the record of each life, but there is another book called the book of life. Unquestionably, as you may read in chapter 19 or chapter 21 rather of the book of the Revelation, we read that even there, regarding the great glory of the city of God, that new Jerusalem, there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh an abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Again we emphasize the important truth. My beloved, make sure your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. One well wrote the precious words, yes, how blessed it is to realize the truth of it. My sins, though they were many, like the sands of the sea, yet thy blood, O my Savior, is sufficient for me. And what a joy to realize, your sins, which will take you to hell, they can be forgiven, and they can be washed away in the blood of the Lamb. Have you never sung the old hymn? Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Would you all evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. Have you never sung the other old hymn? What can wash away my stain? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Yes, my beloved radio friend, your sins can be forgiven, even right now. If you but come as a repentant, confessing sinner to the Lord Jesus Christ, confessing and repenting of your sins, and acknowledging, Lord Jesus, for my sins you bore my penalty. I believe it, Lord, and you offer me the forgiveness of my sins through faith in your precious blood. Do it now, my friend, for all the eternal separation and destruction that is called the second death. The basic reason for that eternal punishment is not merely that your sins were committed, but you rejected Christ and his salvation. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life, whosoever was not found written in the book of life. My beloved, please, may I emphasize it. Note the closing words. It doesn't say whosoever has sinned, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I have. I deserve to go back to that lake of fire. But the Word of God closes this account saying, whosoever was not found written in the book of life. My beloved, can I point out very clearly, your eternal condemnation is not on the basis of your sins. It is on the basis that you refused to let God forgive you your sins. You refused to let the Lamb of God put your name in the book of life. How can you do it? Oh, may the words of the old hymn, let me quote another to you. Lord, I care not for riches, neither silver nor gold. I would make sure of heaven, I would enter the fold. In the book of thy kingdom, with its pages so fair, tell me, Jesus, my Savior, is my name written there? Now listen, friend, you can make sure of it now. Confessing yourself to be a sinner, believing that the Lord Jesus Christ died and paid the penalty. Have you never sung the old hymn or heard it? Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. Has not the prophet Isaiah said, all we like sheep have gone astray? We've turned every one to his own way. Yet Jehovah hath laid upon Christ the iniquity of us all. And I set before you, my dear friend, not the horror of your sins, merely at all, but the terrible fact you are still rejecting the one who wants to save you and put your name in his book of life. Oh, may you be able to say, yes, my name's written there, on the page white and fair. Yes, Lord Jesus, my name's written there. My beloved, your church membership register will not help you a bit. We raise the question as we solemnly close this account of the great white throne judgment. Is your name on the Lamb's book of life? I'd rather have my name written in heaven than written upon the earth anywhere. I'd rather have it written there than written all over the earth. Now, my friend, make the choice. Take the Savior. Trust him today, we pray. Blessed Father, save some precious souls. May they come to the Lord Jesus right now to be saved and their names written in the Lamb's book of life. We ask it for the Lord's glory and their blessing eternal. Amen.